Hey, everybody, and welcome to Culinary Convo. This week's episode, going over food festivals during Pride Month. And so not exactly directly towards, you know, Pride Month festivities, but at least the month of June and all of the food festivals going on. And got good buddy of the pod, Joel, on, and we try to find out what would be the food festivals we would attend, and maybe those that we will leave to the locals to keep going. But also, you know, being in Pride Month, everybody do everything in joy and happiness, and have a great Pride Month, and just realize that these food festivals, maybe they're not Pride-oriented. Maybe they are. No matter what, just go out and have some fun. We'll get to it after the word from our sponsor. Welcome to Culinary Convo. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Hello, everybody. It's Pride Month, and we got food festivals in relation to the Pride Month, and some that are not. They're just in the month of June.
Oh, my gosh. You're singing so pretty.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know how hard it is for you to give compliments. So
it really is. It's really difficult. Yeah. I have to save them for me.
Right. Yeah. You have to keep them for yourself.
Yeah. It's not enough to go around.
Yeah. But as everybody can tell, we got Joel, buddy of the pod,
hello,
on here. Yeah. I mean, Pride Month, Joel, I know it's hard to fathom, you know, why that was connected.
I mean, it really is hard to fathom that I didn't have enough time to do this. My schedule is booked.
Dude, yeah.
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 That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. You've got, yeah, so many things to get to, whether it's flying flags,
knighting people,
right?
Dispensing saving babies. Land to, right, you know, serfs.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Getting
freeing
kittens out
the
of
people,
trees.
Yeah. Creating rainbows every step that I take.
Yeah. Do you have to carry chalk with you all the time?
No. It just
so that you
comes
can just
from,
rainbow behind you? Like,
yeah, it comes from the bottom of my shoes. It's like a sticky tack that just gets given to everyone throughout the mail if you're part of the club.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to leave a trail.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can't have people following you.
Mm-mm. It's a little creepy. A little creepy.
Unless it's a march. If it's a march.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. Then you have to follow.
Yeah.
Even if you accidentally step in, you're like, I gotta follow this now.
I'm stuck in this pride parade.
I'm stuck in this parade.
Guess I have to enjoy it.
Guess I gotta tear these shorts shorter. Ugh.
And tear the shackles of society down.
And I gotta grab that patriarchy and slam it to the ground.
That's what we're out here doing in June.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I won't be stereotypical and ask you the question that everybody asks. So I'll answer the question for myself, which is, what does Pride Month mean to me? So what it means to me is that honestly, what it means to me, like this is the thing that is, it will be there. There are festivals for it. Companies have already bought in because they want money, but
yeah,
they,
rainbow,
you know, right. Yeah. And they've got rainbows everywhere and all this kind of stuff, but it's like, this is part of your world now.
It's like
great. Like,
if only we could have more months that were like this.
Right. Like entire, just every day.
Yeah, really. Honestly, it would be pretty great. It'd
be pretty cool.
Don't know why we secluded it to a 30-day period.
It's one of those things.
Sell some merch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now let's go in here and sell some merch.
Like, you can get merch at culinarycombo.
Yeah, right. Jeez. But, yeah. But, no, I mean, that's the thing that I always think of when it comes to this time of year, probably within the last at least 5 to 6 years, because that's kind of when things got really ramped up for it, it seems like.
Yeah.
At least commercially, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But what does Pride Month mean to you?
I think, so here's my take on it. Like, I live this experience 100% of my reality.
So not just this month.
No, not just this month. I don't go back into, you know, a Narnia armoire to sift through coats during every other month of the year. I just live this way. But like having like a month that is, for one, it's a summer month. Like, you know, everyone's off for summer and everyone's so excited for summer and all that really is built into it. It's so like, Pride for me is just like the pure expression of joy. Like everyone's been inside hunkered down and then there's like all this raining that happens during April and May and stuff. And then June hits, it's summer, it's warm outside, it's time to party. Like express your joy of being alive and like just live that. That's what Pride is for me, and I think if like everyone just approached it that way, it would be really great.
Yeah.
Let's just party, steal from large corporations, and you know, just get out in the street and just have a ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Go out and party.
And steal from large corporations. Make sure that stays in.
And steal from large corporations.
Yeah. Keep but that in.
Yeah. That is Pride Month. Is going out and living your joy.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And all I know is that a lot of joy that I have is wrapped up in food. And so we are talking Pride Month food festivals.
Yes.
That is right.
It sounds great. Like, I'm excited.
All right. Well, the first one here, the first couple anyway, are the ones out in Oregon. Yeah.
Okay. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it? the W Club, which is like the women's club, from All Events, they are having the Portland Pride Brunch at Mother's, then walk to Pride Festival. It is Saturday, June 18th. At 11, you go to Mother's Bistro and Bar off of 121 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland, Oregon. And you can meet with W Club friends at Mother's for brunch. Then they will walk 3 blocks to the waterfront and Portland Pride Festival. And for those who are going, please be sure to list as going by Wednesday because that's what they will go off of to get reservations or tables set up for the groups. And so if you just list as interested, they cannot guarantee you a space.
Ooh.
Okay.
Exclusivity.
Exclusivity.
We love to see it at Pride.
Yeah. We love to see that at Pride.
I mean, there is something about being, like, part of the club. Like, you know, definitely get registered because that sounds amazing.
Yeah. I, you know, in brunch, then a nice walk afterward. I hope Mother's, you know, I hope their brunch menu is light and bright. You know what I mean? I hope it is not heavier brunch items because that walk could be pretty miserable.
I mean, even though if it is, it's still fine. That's still fine. You have, how long's this walk? Hopefully it's over 10 minutes, because that's about how long you need to kind of
work it's three blocks. Any of
that heavier dairy or anything.
Well, just three from blocks? Mother's. Yeah, well, no, hold on. From Mother's to the Pride Festival, it's 3 blocks.
Okay, do that, 3 or 4 times, and you'll work off whatever. You'll work through, not off, but you'll work through whatever you just ate.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll
start out really. They got might start out really burpy, but if you
really
do
burpy
the 3 or 4 cycles through, then you'll work a little bit through.
Yeah. It'll all work out. It'll be fine.
And I mean, it's brunch. It's the gayest meal of the day, so it's not like they're going to have anything that's too heavy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Not chicken and waffles or something.
Ugh, but I would go for that if they did.
Me too. I would, yeah.
Are you sure you didn't want chicken and pancakes?
Ooh.
That's wrong. Mm. It's supposed to be waffles. It's disgusting. Cut that.
Man. Pride pancakes. Get them rainbow-colored pancake. Funfetti. Funfetti pancakes with some fried chicken. Some
fried
maple
chicken?
Syrup.
Funfetti? Are you kidding me? No.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
No.
Pancake.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
You mustn't say such things.
You can. You can do it. I promise.
I promise you can do it.
Oh, man. But the next one here on the list, through visitmcminnville.com, they are having Queer Wine Fest. That is right. The world's first queer wine fest. Enjoy a first-of-its-kind immersive wine experience. Meet the winemakers from 16 different wineries featuring over 30 wines from Oregon, California, and Washington. All wineries featured are queer-owned, queer-made, or queer-grown.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Discover this network of queer-made wine while indulging in a plethora of food pairings from culinary regions around the world and enjoying an evening of live music from Camp Crush. And bring your picnic basket and your best friends for an evening you won't forget. All identities encouraged to attend. The basic info, Friday, June 24th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Dayton, Oregon. It's off of McDougal Road. Proceeds from the Queer Wine Fest will benefit Wine Country Pride, an inclusive celebration of the LGBTQ+ community in Oregon's Willamette Valley. Wine Country Pride seeks to be a visible celebration of the queer community and to educate all people while connecting through community building and economic activity. If cost is a barrier for you to attend, please contact Gretchen at RemyWines.com. So
what's
even helping folks out. It's not a number.
I'll just contact that Gretchen. And,
the
email. Be on over.
Yeah, RemyWines.com. Gretchen
cost
at
is
Remy
a barrier. I can't afford the $800 plane ticket.
Yeah. Gretchen, you have to help me.
You must help me. I'm expected there.
I'm expected there. I have to present. So those are the ones that are they're pride based, you know, they're in Oregon. Here are some of the other food festivals. You know, they probably have some pride things going on, but it's not exclusive to pride. Okay.
Okay.
The Minton Egg Festival. That's right. It's already been held. It was held June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The three-day event features entertainment, games, food, a parade in the downtown area, a play area for kids, and a huge car, truck, motorcycle, and tractor show. All entertainment events are free. Flea markets and crafters line the main street in our downtown. Click here to see the schedule of events for complete details. And when you click on the schedule of events, what it tells you, this is pretty great. So Friday, June 2nd, it was flea markets, crafts, and food vendors with the kid area. And then at 7:30, they have the Bulldogs, formerly Spike and the Bulldogs, in memory of Russell and Leona Eber at the fire station. Then Friday, June 3rd, they have Bell Burgers and More by the Bell Museum. And then more flea markets and things, then inflatables and games, riding the mechanical bull. And then at 4 o'clock on the 3rd, the 27th annual Egg Festival Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show. So not the tractor show, Joel.
Okay.
You understand?
I getcha. I guess, I mean.
You paying attention?
Like, I am, but like, I'm trying to think. It's like an egg festival, right? It's supposed to be around eggs, or is this?
Yeah. It's Minton. Okay.
It's Minton. Like, that's supposed to mean something to me.
It's the egg basket of the Midwest.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. This year's theme, by the way,
I was just more excited about, like, the egg foods. That's all I want to know about. I'm like, a bull ride, Bulls don't lay eggs. What are you doing there?
Well, have you noticed a theme throughout all these?
No.
Oh, well, this year's theme is famous books.
What?
Yeah. And from 6 to 9 p.m., there was 50s and 60s music with a silent auction, and then the band Copper Bridges plays. And then the big day is Saturday, June 4th. Saturday, June 4th, they had a pancake breakfast by the Valley football team. Then at 8 a.m. was the Egg City 5K run from 8 a.m. to, and get this, dark. It is the barbecue bash, and then inflatables, games, crafts, and food stands. Then at 10 a.m., they're judging all the parade entries. So, yeah, parade lineup site, they're going to go there and judge everybody. And then registration for the cornhole tournament is at 10. Then you have Ride the Mechanical Bull from 10 a.m. to dark in downtown. And then you have the Egg Festival cornhole tournament. And then
do you
at
at least
11,
play cornhole with eggs?
That would be pretty sweet.
I'm expecting more eggs.
Right. And then at 11 a.m., you got the Real Deal Food by the Mentone United Methodist. 11 a.m., you've got Parade, Famous Books, Parade Marshal Ed and Leanne Rock. They are going to be judging, probably.
What books?
Any famous books.
Oh, okay.
So if you wanted to show up as a sandworm for Dune, you could just walk around in the parade.
Yeah, exactly. That's and you're like, throw theme too.
You're like, don't throw eggs at me. Then you've got the kids games at 1. You have the Miss Chick and Mr. Rooster contest. Yeah, that's right. And then
the main events. You have the garden tractor pull weigh-in at 1 p.m., and then the kitty tractor pull at 1:30, and then the garden tractor pull at 2:22 on Saturdays.
It would be foreboding if it didn't already happen.
Yeah. And then at 2:30, you've got the egg toss, and then the winners of the barbecue bash are announced at 4. There's a cakewalk at 6. Winners of the cute baby contest are at 6:30.
That's then disgusting.
Yeah, tell me.
Put
about
my
it.
Foot down. On the
babies. They're like,
no,
first place is little Craig, and you're just like, boo, Craig,
boo.
You're not that cute. I thought Cindy was better.
The baby of sludge, the baby of putridness. Just quoting.
You're like, I'm using his famous books. It's the theme.
Yeah, famous books.
And then Crowning of Miss Mentone is at 7, and then the Family Feud game show is at 7:30. That is the Egg Festival in Mentone Chamber of Commerce.
That's the most eclectic, or maybe I should say egg-clectic. That was disgusting. Shut up, I hate you.
Man.
Don't pander to me. I thought it was clever.
Pander to me. I thought it was a good joke, guys.
It was a good joke. You just had to poop all over it. Let me have my rise to fame.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's the Egg Festival in Mentone. The next one here, this one was the one that I was like, realize, believe it or not, when I looked up festivals in the month of June, like food festivals in the month of June, I'm not kidding. There are like thousands of food festivals.
I'm sure. Like,
yeah, because like you said, it's the beginning of summer.
Everyone's getting out there and partying.
Yeah, like whether it's a first annual or 10th annual, it doesn't matter. There's like a ton. But this one caught my eye. This one is the 2022 Mike the Headless Chicken Festival. The logo is a skull and crossbones, but with no skull and then a rooster tail coming out of it. This is in downtown Fruita, Colorado. I'm guessing it's Fruita, Fruita, Colorado.
It was June 3rd and June 4th. The festivities included the Mike Fest open games, merchandise, and vendors. Then Peggy Malone and Joss Grayson, country music would be playing that night. And then Saturday, June 4th, you've got the Lions Club Pancake Breakfast on the Circle. From 8:30 to 10, you had the tee off for disc golf tournament. And then the 9 a.m., you got the Mike the Headless Chicken 5K run. And then you've got 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Mike Fest open, games, merchandise, and vendors. And then from 9 a.m. to 3, you've got the Wheels West Colorado Exhibition Car Show. At 11 a.m., The Lip Rock is playing. Or The Lip is playing. Their genre is rock. I am sorry. I apologize.
The Lip. He's so sorry.
The band, The Lip. I apologize.
Condolences.
If you played, I'm sure it was wonderful. 12:30 p.m. you got the Suds Brothers Brewery Wing and Peep Eating Contest.
That sounds disgusting.
It sounds so bad.
Like, how does that work, too? Do you have to go for, like, wing, then peep, then wing, then peep? Or is it, like, you
can I'm thinking, like, it's adults. I'm thinking adults are doing the wings, and then, like, kids do the peeps. That's what I would guess.
That sounds like a recipe for vomit.
Yeah. Like, there's a wife in the middle of that. Like, there's a child and a husband. Like, and she's like, this is the worst thing that happens all year.
Don't make him do it. I did it when I was a kid, Linda. He's going to follow in his pappy's footsteps. Now you shove those peeps in your sweet little mouth.
Remember, the blue ones go down smoother. Believe me. Get the blue ones. Get the blue. Oh, yeah.
They don't go down. Don't eat those.
Paxton got the green ones. That's good. Paxton was good last year. He ain't going to be this good this year.
Too much marshmallow.
The yellow ones got too much sugar on them. You get pent up. You just get crazy, you know?
It's yellow like, 5 is bad for your stomach lining. Stick with blue 43.
The blue 43 creates a better texture.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I want to see pictures.
And then at 2 p.m., there's the Big Dominguez Electric Jamgrass. That's their genre. What?
Electric Jamgrass. Okay.
So is it like dubstep mixed with bluegrass?
Dude, I have no freaking clue. I can't even, like, what is... That's not a descriptory factor of music.
I just imagine, like, a bunch of hillbilly people with Daft Punk helmets.
And a theremin. There's one theremin.
Yeah. God. And then there's Stray Grass, that's a string band, and then Head for the Hills, which is bluegrass, and then Natural Chemistry featuring members of Snarky Puppy, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and the Funk Apostles.
No.
Yeah, all of that is fusion funk. Yep.
I hope everybody. 3 or 4 more hemispheres of a brain for me to be able to conceptualize what that means.
Yeah, man. Go to Fruit of Colorado. If 2023, I might need to make a trip to Mike the Headless Chicken Festival. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
There's better things to do in June, folks. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, although boy. I'm interested in the premise, but I feel like there's not enough headless chicken events going on.
There were no festivals.
They're not like sticking with their themes.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is though, to say like, oh, the headless chicken, it's like, oh, we'll eat the head. No, you gotta be like Mike the wingless chicken. That way you're eating wings. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Like man. Yeah. That way to go, Fruta, Colorado. And the next one here, the Georgia Blueberry Festival. That's right.
Georgia Blueberry.
Yep. What is the Georgia Blueberry Festival? The Georgia Blueberry Festival is a locally organized festival. Its goal is to honor and recognize the importance of the blueberry crop to Alma and Bacon County, and to thank those who are involved in the production of the blueberries. The festival provides entertainment, activities, and food to local residents and visitors. As much as I say that in a weird accent, I bet that might be okay.
Yeah.
It's a blueberry festival. Like, yeah. I bet there's blueberry muffins galore. Like
blueberry pie, blueberry cobbler, pie. Yep. Blueberry...
I bet they have good ways of getting blueberry stains out of, like, clothing.
You think?
I bet there is. I bet there's some in attendance that are like, I'll just spill some blueberry on you.
Here's a jug of bleach.
Pour some of the soda water on your shirt and then rub it with your ankle. And you're like, what? What is going on?
That'll yeah. do. Good day.
Hope you enjoy the pie. On to the next one. I say
one
all
old
this.
Lady that's removing everyone's blueberry stains from their shirts, and then
she's
she
just
disappears.
Walking around. You got a stain
she's
on
only
your shirt?
She's only there for the festival, and then no one knows where she is, where she right. lives. Nobody knows yeah. who she is.
Yeah, she's you're like just... I think this old lady stole my wallet. She was asking everyone how to get the stains out of the shirts. Does anybody know where I can
everybody.
Find her?
She's yeah. like a witch.
Yeah. Does anybody know where I can find her? No. We don't. We have no idea where she
you
comes
ran
from.
Ran into old Blueberry Linda.
She always
she comes and
here.
Goes only during the festival. The rest yeah. of the time, she's a folk legend.
Yeah. I heard if you ride a greyhound at 3 a.m. across Atlanta... You can hear her cackles of cleaning.
That is, if there's nothing, not a meth addict on board that
right.
bus.
On the bus, yeah. Yeah, that or someone in the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, God. That would be.
Yeah, that would be it. The next one here, Aledo, Illinois, or Aledo. I'm guessing it's Aledo. A-L-E-D-O. The Aledo Rhubarb Fest.
Rhubarb.
Yeah! Friday, June 3rd and Saturday, June 4th. This is a unique festival, which is celebrating their 31st year. It's going to feature more than 3,000 homemade rhubarb pies for sale. And then rhubarb sampling. So you can sample rhubarb.
Wow.
Because that's always been a dream of mine.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah. And then there's going to be 12,000 free rhubarb seeds given away.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can grow rhubarb, you know?
You can go and grow your own.
Yeah. 12,000. That's how much you can give away in rhubarb seeds for free.
No one's looking to buy this stuff, so come to a festival and grow your own.
I mean,
it might be good in the, you know, catastrophic future that we might be facing.
Yeah. The 3,000 homemade rhubarb pies are the people who got the seeds from previous years where they were handing it out for free.
I put this in a little bag, and now I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
I showed up here at the 5th annual, and I've been showing up ever since. They keep giving me seeds. I keep planting them, and I don't know what to do except make pie.
Rhubarb pie. I've never even had rhubarb pie. Is that even good?
Strawberry rhubarb, yes.
Well,
right?
Yeah, because the strawberries.
Exactly, yeah. Straight up rhubarb, man, I would not know. Yeah, I don't think it would be awful. I just don't think it's that good. Like, you know, I didn't think it was enough to have a festival. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, surely you'd run out of things to do. Like, this would be like a 1 or 2 hour event.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I don't know either. I'm trying not to make fun of these. I really am not. It's just interesting. I find these interesting. But the next one here...
They are all interesting. That is factual.
That is
factual. It doesn't mean that I'm going to pass up the opportunity.
To poke fun at them.
Yeah.
Then there is the
International Horseradish Festival. It's
the 35th.
It's the 35th International Festival, Friday, June 3rd and 4th. So it's already happened, guys. Don't get in your car
so
just
this
yet.
Is, the last one was the 31st?
The last one was June 3rd and June 4th, and it was the 31st year.
Yeah, 31st.
This one's the
35th. This is the 35th.
Yeah,
so these have been happening since like
way more popular.
The 80s.
Right.
What was going on in the 80s that made people bored enough to start this stuff?
Reagan.
That was it.
That was
it. You know what?
Yep.
Trickle down ain't necessarily working. I think we need to exchange some seeds.
Right. Yeah. We got to give out some rhubarb seeds. Why? Because we're broke.
We're broke. We need people to come here and spend some money on a hotel for a night.
Yeah, we need somebody to start liking horseradish again. Oh, okay, let's make a festival.
let's make a festival about it.
So you can go to, this is also in Illinois, Collinsville, Illinois.
Collinsville, that
yeah,
sounds fancy.
Yeah, come to Collinsville, Illinois to be a part of the fest devoted to all things horseradish. Celebrated the first weekend in June and up. Town Collinsville on Main Street. Where else can you learn how to prepare your own horseradish? Join in any of the classic horseradish festival contests. Visit the craft village or just sample the food and listen to the live music. Admission, musical entertainment, and parking are free.
Oh my gosh, what a steal.
What a steal. That's
an amazing bang for your buck.
Right. Yeah.
Hopefully, you don't spend any money on it, actually.
Hopefully, you don't spend any money on this. They're like, we've got a raffle going. I don't spend money here.
I'll see you next year, maybe. Pew, pew.
36th annual. Pew, pew.
Man, though, 35 years for it to... I mean, it must be fun. It's got to
right.
be.
Right.
Like,
it's got
to
be.
It has to be fun.
Well, and I'm sure, like me, I do like horseradish. I actually do. And all I know is that if there was a horseradish festival near me, I would at least have to go for 1 year. Like,
yeah, just to like, see what's up.
Right. Yeah. Just to see, like, is this as weird as it sounds? Or is it actually, like, low key, super duper cool? Like,
I'm going to bet on the former, but maybe the latter.
Right. Like, if I show up and, like, you know, George Clooney is just walking around and I'm like, what the heck? He's like, I'm a horseradish head. You're like, what?
I'm a radisher.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a radisher, man. I've been here the last, like, 17 years. You're like, what? How does this happen? Yeah, or the musical entertainment. It's like Lizzo. You're like, what?
I would love that, though.
Yeah.
Just, like, these really famous artists just, like, popping up in the middle of nowhere doing these little festivals and things. I think that would be cooler than anything.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
If I was a famous artist, that's what I would spend my time doing.
Yeah. DNA test found out. I'm 100% horseradish head. Yeah. See? I'm telling you. It could work. It could work.
I'm 100% that horse.
Yes. Yeah. But this next one here, it is in its 39th year. That's right.
Okay. What weird thing you gonna say now?
It is the Temecula Valley Balloon and Wine Festival. Continues to give festival
goers.
Wait,
like hot air balloons?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is cool.
This is
a
cool one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Festival goers are going to have a fun and unique experience offering 3 days of exquisite local wine and top name entertainment. The main stage brings concert goers to their feet. Bring a blanket or a low back chair to kick back and enjoy, or get close and up front with silver seating. Ooh. The wine stage is live almost all day, each day, with local favorites and the up-and-coming. Enjoy walking the commercial court, which is home to over 100 vendors, and a food court that delivers all of your favorite fair foods. That's right. Get here early to experience balloon liftoff or rides. You can ride for a little bit. Okay. Gates open at 6 a.m. Balloons fly above Lake Skinner, weather depending, in the cool early morning only. If you're not an early riser, enjoy the evening balloon glow held both Friday night under the stars. The balloon glow features tethered balloons dancing to live music. Yeah.
Okay.
And don't forget the wine and beer tastings each day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., featuring favorites from wineries and breweries from both near and far, and hopefully not causing any accidents.
I was going to say, it sounds like a really good pairing. It's yeah. Like, I'm going to get really drunk on wine and then go up in a hot air balloon. I would love that. I feel like that would be a really good time.
That'd be a great time. The Temecula Valley, which is in Winchester, California. That's right.
Winchester, not too Winchester.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's near the it's near the Lake Skinner recreation area. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from our favorite state that Kaylee, she wants to travel so much to, Nebraska. Omaha. Yeah, the Omaha food lovers celebrate the showcase of great restaurants and entertainment. It is the Taste of Omaha Festival. That's right. June 3rd through the 5th.
I don't know if I want to taste like
Omaha.
Omaha.
Omaha steaks. That's what everybody
Everything
would
taste
want.
A little bit of corn.
Slightly. Yeah, it's got that sweet, corny.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
There was a kernel around this.
There was a husk nearby.
There was
I
a
know
husk.
It.
This is husky.
Yeah, this is husky. this is going to feature foods from many of Omaha's top restaurants, good entertainment, and family activities for the kids. And you have the recipe for the Taste of Omaha, says
Doesn't
Mike
Omaha
Mancuso.
Doesn't Omaha have, like, a food scene?
They do. Yeah. He's the event producer, Mike Mancuso. Omaha has a tremendous reputation for fantastic restaurants and food companies. The Taste of Omaha, now in the 25th year, has established itself as the annual event for our city, bringing together a dazzling selection of great foods and culinary delights for people from throughout the Midwest area to taste, relax, and enjoy as a family activity. The 2022 Taste of Omaha will again be located in Omaha's new location, Elmwood Park, and showcasing outstanding restaurants with exciting live entertainment daily. This year, the annual event will add more entertainment for everyone's taste on 5 stages throughout the festival. All stage shows during the 3-day extravaganza are free to attend. Top national entertainers combined with the best popular area bands and musicians will again be continuously performing throughout the festival. Yeah. It's already happened, though, folks. Taste of Omaha.
Doesn't that sound fun? You can catch it next year.
Yeah, you can get it next Pride Month in 2023. Yep. The next one here, the Crawfish Fest. That's right. This one also has already passed. June 3rd through the 5th. About the festival, what started as a small...
Are these in chronological order? Or...
No.
Okay,
no.
So the beginning Literally, of June like, is like festival time.
Right. June is like huge on festivals. Just to let everybody know, I was researching these, and once I saw there were like thousands of like festivals, I was like, I gotta narrow this to like
to the just... most eclectic weird right. stuff you can find.
Right I gotta find, because believe it or not, I think I counted there are like 56 strawberry festivals in June.
That's amazing. Yeah, I wanna go to one.
Right.
But
and then
man,
there's
a lot.
Yeah, there's a bunch of blueberry ones. Georgia is not the only one. And then, what was the other one that was, like, huge? Barbecues. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
There were so many barbecue festivals. It was kind of crazy. But, like I said, I started going through it, and then I realized, like, most of the ones that I picked, I was like, I should have probably talked to Joel on June 1st. Because, like I said, like, the date, I didn't care. I just thought, oh, it's got to be in June. And so, like, I get it, and then I'm just like, a lot of these are on the first weekend of June. Like, you can't.
I think just like trying to take advantage of the fact that like all the kids are out for school and
right.
stuff.
So yeah.
It's just like.
Totally.
Open the floodgates. Get that tax money rolling in.
Get them into us.
Yeah. It's, yeah. And then on top of that, it's just like, it's the first weekend in June. That's like an easy thing to say, right? Yeah. Yeah. First so it's, in June. Yeah. But about the festival for Crawfish Fest, what started as a small crawfish boil for 70 people homesick for boiled crawfish in 1989, it has turned into Michael Arnone's 31st annual Crawfish Fest, featuring the best music and food that Louisiana and New Orleans has to offer. Cajun, Zydeco, Delta Blues, New Orleans R&B, Brass, Gospel, and Jazz on three stages. Visit the stage schedule to see your personal must-sees. So if I go to the stage schedule for crawfishfest.com/schedule.html, you've got Soul Project NOLA, Electric Voodoo. You got the Iceman Special, Jonathan Long, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Tab Benoit. Then you got Cold Hill, Pine Leaf Boys, Amanda Shaw, Honey Island Swamp Band, Amanda Shaw again. She's a two-day event here. Yeah. Then there's Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. There's the Bonorama.
What's that one?
That's the best one. Bonorama. Bonorama from 1 to 2:15 on the main stage. I don't know. It's in purple. What's purple? I don't even know. Oh, I think it's just purple's like main stage, I guess. Yeah. Ugh,
Bonorama.
Man.
This is just.
Yep.
Yeah, rock band. They're a rock band.
Yep, rock band. And then Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. Yeah, and Samantha Fish. And then Big Sam's Funky Nation. Yeah. I love this. I bet this is actually a lot of fun, the Crawfish Fest. I bet it's, yeah, that sounds like amazing.
They
it's
all in... sound like they're a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah.
This one does sound like it's pretty lively with all that live music going on, though.
Yes. And just to let everybody know, the whole, like, homesick aspect of it, I guess, it does say here that where it is located, sponsored by Bud Light, Louisiana Feed Your Soul, Livingston Parish Tourism, Bullet Bourbon, Kettle One Vodka, Don Julio, Captain Morgan, Linz Moser, Baron Jaeger, and then Crystal Hot Sauce, and Major Kia. That's right. But it is basically where it's located. It said that it was near New Jersey. That's right. What? Cajun near New Jersey.
But Bonorama's from New Orleans. They're going to have to go all that way.
Yeah. All that way. Just for some, you know.
Cajun.
Just for some Cajun. Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
That's right. That is correct. And it's, yeah, it's just going to be a good old time. You know what I mean? There's a lot. There's the fest do's and don'ts. The first and foremost item, come out and have a great time.
Perfect.
Perfect. It says, please bring beach chairs or blankets.
That's the first part of a festival that I want to make sure is like right. very clear and upfront. Come out and have a good time.
Right. And there's free parking. But Joel, I swear to God, Joel, infant food only is allowed in a soft-sided cooler. All right? You better email them with any dietary restrictions.
Oh, my gosh.
Only infant food.
Only infant
food. In a soft-sided cooler, like last week. All right. That's
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. What should you bring, a tent or a pop-up or an RV? They say that's entirely up to you, but please let us know what you're planning. Use the order form just to give us an idea of what to expect. And then where can I keep my car? For your convenience, your vehicle may be parked near your site. May.
May.
Maybe.
And yes, that's yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good. It'd be good. You know? You know. Yeah. It'll be good. The next one here, for the great time. Also, by the way, the crawfish thing, they don't have just crawfish. They have pork sausage, chicken jambalaya, crawfish etouffee, alligator sausage, po' boys, oyster, shrimp, and catfish, po' boys, char-grilled oysters, southern fried chicken, and all of it is for $14 or less.
Okay. Yeah.
They're less than 1 hour from New York City.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. And by the way, also...
Although that's like a really good spot for it if you're wanting to get New Yorkers to come down. So,
right.
Honestly.
Right. And also, New Yorkers and Joel, please remember... No comfort pets. Service animals what? Trained for a specific task only.
Okay.
And free parking. Okay?
And free parking.
Free parking. Everybody. New York City. Free
it's
parking.
Good that I know now.
Less than an hour away. Don't
if I would have
left bring,
last week with yeah. like all six of my doggies.
Right. You would have brought comfort pets. And that's why yeah. I said don't do that.
Don't bring comfort pets.
No comfort pets. The next
just
one here.
All those anyways. How about that?
Yeah. They didn't say comfort. They didn't say comfort non-pets.
True. This isn't my pet. This is my baby.
It's like a freaking ostrich or something.
Yeah.
This is my baby.
Yeah.
He's like a family member.
A family member. He does that stomping when he wants to stomp something. Like a raptor, you know?
Yeah.
He looks like a raptor.
You guys are upsetting him.
God.
Yep.
Okay, no comfort pets. Only
no comfort pets.
Only service animals.
Only for a specific task.
I get that. I do get it. Because they, like,
better.
Poop anywhere, and then you have to, like, clean it up, people don't clean up after their animals, so.
Right. Well, could you imagine trying to eat crawfish next to, like a dog that's just hunkered, like, by a trash can?
Why by a trash can? Why are you next to the trash can eating crawfish?
Because you got to get rid of the crawfish.
Gotta get rid of the shell, man.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of the shell. You suck the
definitely
heads
walk
thrown.
Away from the disgusting, rancid garbage that's been thrown in there already.
That's
you've
got so much shellfish in it.
Next
that it's
to
insane.
The hunkered down dog while you eat your river crab.
I just imagine the dogs making noise too. It's like,
why? No. Why?
You're just like, ugh. No.
Yeah.
Like oh, it. Man. All right.
I don't like this world you paint.
I don't like this world. Man. But the next one here, Georgia Peach Festival. It returns
it.
June 3rd. Yeah.
Yep.
36.
I'd totally be down.
Yeah, the Fort Valley and Byron, home of the world's largest peach cobbler. That's right. Not peaches, not anything. Just
a singular
peach cobbler.
Cobbler.
Cobbler. Yep.
Made
Fort
the
Valley.
World's largest peach.
Right. Fort Valley, it's already happened June 3rd and 4th. And for Byron, it happened yesterday, June 11th.
Man, we missed it just a little bit.
Yeah, I got too distracted by the crawfish fest.
Too busy trying to smuggle in my comfort pets.
Yeah, man. Ugh. And then this next one here, North Carolina. Do you remember some of the North Carolina foods? Do you remember?
No.
You'll remember now. Because okay. We're going to the Liver Mush Festival of Marion, North Carolina.
Liver Mush?
Liver Mush. It's an annual event held each year the first Saturday in June. The streets are closed and the downtown area becomes an open space for the community to celebrate this southern staple. Liver Mush, in case you don't know, is a pork and cornmeal product made for generations by folks coming south through the Appalachian Mountains by German settlers from Philadelphia. We celebrate that heritage each year with this wonderful festival.
I think that'd be really good, though.
It would be. I think it'd be pretty tasty. Yeah, I bet they've got like different sauces and stuff that you can like. Dip it in.
Yeah. I think it'd be really good.
Yeah, and then the next one here, it is the Pinot and Paella Festival in Templeton, California. Happened Sunday, June 5th. Sorry, everybody. The inaugural Pinot and Paella event was held at Windward Vineyard in 2004, and ever since, they were searching to create a wine and food pairing event that was different from the usual winemaker sit-down dinner format. The event needed to be a unique way of showcasing the diversity of Pinot Noir with a wide range of food and flavors. And most of all, it needed to be fun for all of the participants, the winemakers, the chefs, the guests, and a benefit of a worthy cause. So yeah, Paella and Pinot in Templeton, California. The next one here, the Bluegill Festival. And what year, you ask? 72nd year.
Whoa.
Yeah, Bluegill Festival. They have a mascot, and it's supposed to be a bluegill, but it just looks like a weird upside-down fish. With like, and he's wearing like dad Nikes, like they're white.
Yeah.
The first Bluegill Festival in St. Helens took place in 1949. The festival currently consists of carnival rides, car show, motorcycle show, medallion hunt, fishing contest, vendors, grand parade, baseball games, adult beverage pavilion, live bands, and much more.
Woo!
the festival takes place each year in June. It begins with an opening ceremony on Thursday as vendors open for the action-packed weekend. The beverage pavilion also opens up for business, and the carnival rides are up and running. Yeah, that's right. And then there is the Slammin' Salmon Derby in Anchorage, Alaska. Happens from June 10th through the 18th, so you can go now. That's right. You can go right now. You can rent fishing poles, try to catch you some salmon. It's a 10-day Slammin' Salmon Derby, and it is a charity benefit with proceeds supporting various Alaska nonprofit organizations. So, yeah. And then another festival that I think me and Joel need to go to, and we need to set up a little thing for Culinary Convo. Mm-hmm.
Is a little booth.
it's in Battle Creek, Michigan, at the Kellogg Arena.
I haven't been to Michigan in forever, so I'd be down.
Right. We would announce the National Cereal Festival. It's back on June 11th. And it's got family-friendly festivals, activities for children, inflatables, music, and free cereal for all.
Do you love cereal or something? Why do you think we need to go to this one?
I just want to see all of the people in the mascot outfits.
Oh,
like Captain Crunch and like, Cookie
Crisp?
Yeah, Count Chocula. I want to run up to them like I'm a 12-year-old and be like, can I have your autograph?
Oh my god, you lumbering at them with your full beard.
Can I have your autograph?
In my overalls.
Scare the crap out of them.
Yeah. Running towards them.
They get a restraining order on you.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Yeah.
Take you away. Put them behind bars. Clearly demented.
When I see the Lucky Charms, like, you know.
Leprechaun.
Yeah, a little leprechaun. I'm just like, where's the rainbow? Where is it?
Where does it end?
Gold.
Tell
Give me.
Me
your gold. Man.
No.
And then,
I don't hate that. I don't want to be a part of that.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of, like, what else is in Battle Creek, Michigan that, like...
God knows.
I don't...
There's a creek. I can guarantee you there's a creek.
Yeah, there's probably a battle in it.
There was probably a battle that took place there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then in Iowa, Le Mars, Iowa, you got the 2022 Ice Cream Days.
Let's go to that one.
Let's go to that one. Yeah.
Yes.
So one of the things that they have.
That's close to home, too, so I could go there.
You could go to that one. Yeah, that's June 16th through the 18th.
My God, I'm not going to work next week.
Because Joel is going to be, whether you're looking to join in on all the fun-filled family activities or stroll among the variety of vendors or see how much ice cream you can consume, you'll see how we celebrate sweet firsthand. Yeah, that sounds a little weird. That sounds...
I mean... I would like it. I know I'd like it, because it's going to be ice cream.
Yeah. Well, you can join in on the June 16th.
I just don't like the way that reads. I don't like the way that reads. Weird. Join it's in a little on weird. The yum. Join in on the yum. Scary. Am I going to get added to the ice cream or something?
Right.
Shove them in the sifter.
Yeah, hold on. Sir, yeah, can you take off your shirt? What? Why? You just stand next to the pit over there. Shove. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't want to go to the ice cream thing because you're a little, you know, it's a little weird.
I mean, it's dairy heavy. So.
Yeah, it's very. This is the opposite of dairy. So you can go to the International Vinegar Museum.
Yuck.
And
no. No.
You can go to their festival. Joel, come on.
I'm sorry. That sounds disgusting. No.
Come on.
No. Never. Never ever in my life.
Come on. Come on.
Just like 4 weeks ago, I was walking in Nixa past a freaking vinegar factory, and I cannot tell you the amount that I wanted to vomit.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Just the smell. Yeah.
While looking for a project to support their mission, Lawrence Diggs, a.k.a. the Vinegar Man, partnered with the group to launch the world's first and only vinegar museum.
That's my arch nemesis.
Located in the historic Roslyn Auditorium on Main Street. Today, we are proud of the fact that we are a self-sustaining entity. We have been blessed with a dedicated group of supporters. They host an annual vinegar festival and parade.
They'll make a festival out of anything.
They will. They will. Ugh.
Maybe that'd be perfect for somebody, but not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Well, and here, you know, we're getting towards the bottom here, so the last couple, I just want to know kind of first thoughts on these. So, taste a Maine classic. What do you think that is?
Cod?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Lobster roll, maybe?
Yeah. Oysters or lobsters. Depression?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a really good one. That's a good
Maine.
That's
depression.
A good joke.
Yeah, it's a good one. But no, it is none of those things, Joel. Let's go, because, you know.
What is it?
While not a pie at all, but rather a creamy filling layered between two soft cookies, this classic confection has been a favorite of Mainers for over a century. The Whoopie Pie Festival.
Oh, I'd do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Since 2009, the Maine Whoopie Pie Festival has been gathering the best bakers from around New England to offer samples and compete for prizes and bragging rights. And in 2011, the Whoopie Pie became Maine's official state treat. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know that was their state treat. That's pretty cool.
I didn't
either.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was first reading it, I was like, taste a Maine classic. Okay, lobster roll. Like, that's what I thought, like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
And then lobster. It was like, whoopie pie? I'd love to get a whoopie pie.
I'd like to go to Maine and make some whoopie.
Get some whoopee.
Yeah. Man. During Pride Month.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Yep.
No other month for it.
Yeah. But then we would head, probably from Maine, we would fly to Ellsworth, Wisconsin for June 24th and 25th. They've got the Cheese Curd Festival.
Okay. That is right.
It says here, 6,000 pounds of cheese curds, taste 30 craft beers, hard ciders, local wines, and 20-plus cheese curd food dishes, live music, tastings and samples, the classic car show, and a vendor marketplace.
Well, I'm sure we could fly there. I don't know about flying anywhere else afterwards, though. It'd probably be too heavy for the plane to take off.
Probably. On top of that, you don't need porta potties for that place.
No.
You don't have to.
You need to You'd be bring stopped a diaper up for, is what you need. Yeah. Just for the ride up. Home.
Danny, where did you just come back from? I've been doing... Oh, you've been to that Cheese Curd Festival. I can smell you all the way over here.
Oh, that's exactly what would happen.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
And then this is the festival I would want to go to most. It is another year of the Welcome to the Key Lime Festival. That's right. Okay. America's favorite citrus celebration in the Florida Keys.
Wait a minute now. What? Is that America's favorite?
Really? Favorite citrus celebration?
Yeah. Key lime?
Yeah, key lime. Ugh. You don't like key limes?
They're okay.
It's America's favorite citrus.
It's America's favorite citrus. I just want to know statistically, or are they purporting that in their little advertisement?
I don't know, white coat. Get your research on and figure it out.
That's what they said. Look it up yourself.
Next time we see Joel, he's just like, sorry, I can't be on the podcast. I'm doing statistics and numbers right now.
We're actually now work with the world death clock, figuring out when the world's going to end.
I'm calculating how many people choke on key lime pies.
Yep. That's the end of the world right there.
So, in the Florida Keys, we like to celebrate the things that make our islands unique. Citrus, eccentrics, people, and pie. Okay. Our celebrations are fun, odd, and unforgettable. Our people are, too. Come on down to the birthplace of key lime pie for a little taste, and you'll see what we mean. Love and limes. Yeah. 2022 is shaping up to be the best key lime festival yet.
Did they have that written down, or did you add that fire in yourself?
I added that in because I was saying
genius, Devin.
I was saying be the best, and I was bumbling over it a little. So I was like, I'll do it over the. We're pleased to offer a full 5 days of culinary events for every taste, including favorites from past years like the Key Lime Cocktail Sip and Stroll and the Key Lime Pie Hop, and new favorites for key lime lovers. We've also added a few intimate culinary events for our VIP key lime lovers. Once again, we expect most of the events will sell out, so check back soon to register for the 2022 events.
Wow, okay.
So, Joel, out of all of those...
If we go to vacation in the Keys, we could do that.
Yeah. So, out of all of those festivals, it's your Pride Month.
Oh,
that's which right. One are you going to?
Out of all of those?
Yeah.
I think the probably crawfish the one. No, oh, the no, crawfish. God, no, not the.
So not Mike one. The headless chicken. You wouldn't go to the.
No.
What about the egg crawfish festival? One. What about the egg festival? In Mentone.
It didn't seem egg-centric enough. There wasn't enough egg stuff going on. Yeah. Although I do love all things egg. Like that
well,
is one
but
of my
what,
favorite foods.
The Temecula, the balloon and wine.
That's true. If I had a date to take on that one,
yeah,
that would be probably the best one.
Otherwise,
Crawfish, baby.
Yeah, crawfish, baby. Let's load up.
It is $10 per online transaction fee, and tickets will also be available at the door for $45 a day.
I mean, honestly, yeah. That's not outrageous.
No,
yeah.
No.
It's not outrageous. But, that one just, it seemed like it had the most stuff going on.
Totally. Plus, it's got Bonorama.
I'm going to see those people immediately. I'm going to subscribe. I'm going to be a groupie of Bonorama.
And so, hey, Joel, yeah, what's your favorite music? You're like, Bonorama?
Bonorama? You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
I guess you're not a music fan if you haven't heard of Bonorama before. You're not a fan of music at all if you don't like Bonorama.
It's obvious you don't understand classical music if you don't enjoy Bonorama. Mozart.
Bonorama.
Bach,
the
Beethoven.
Brass funk rock band from New Orleans.
The electric jam grass. That is, you know.
I don't know who Electric Jamgrass was, but that's not real. I can't accept that. That's not real.
It is real.
It was. It was written down right there. I've never heard it before. Can you pinpoint a time that you've heard Electric Jamgrass?
So I was out with folks, you know.
Great with my car and my wheel went down into it and that was Electric Jamgrass.
I think one time I ate way too many gummies and my chair started making noises and it was Electric Jamgrass.
Oh my god. If that's Electric Jamgrass, I'm willing to listen. I'll listen to that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. The band, by the way, Electric Jamgrass, it is Big Dominguez.
Big Dominguez. What a great band name.
Yep.
Everybody go follow them on social media. Not before us, though.
No, yeah. Why would you not follow us first?
Please. Introduced you to your new favorite band.
Yeah. Either that or the Natural Chemistry featuring members of Snarky Puppy, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and the Funk Apostles.
That's my favorite band.
That's my favorite band.
I've always known them from the very first moment that I could utter the first word of their title.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew it the whole time. And
I remember it now.
Right, right. That's why the Mike, the Headless Chicken Festival, you know, next year, June 3rd and 4th, probably. Downtown, Fruta, Colorado.
Down to see the 17-word titled band. That's my favorite.
So who are you here to see? Oh, I'm here to see Natural Chemistry featuring the members of Snarky Puppy, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and the Funk Apostles. When are you going to that? Oh, probably after I go to the Suds Brothers Brewery Wing and Peep Eating Contest.
Ugh. You're not doing anything after that, are you kidding? You're done for the day. Yeah. You're done.
Well, it's better than going to that crawfish festival. There's a bunch of dogs hunkering by trash cans.
But they're not service, or they're not comfort pets.
Right, but they're not comfort pets, Donnie. They're there for a specific task.
A specific task. And that's to protect our rank garbage that's filled with crawfish remains.
I just am imagining the smell that's emanating from that.
Can't smell good. No way.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad we pleased everybody by talking about Pride Month food festivals.
All three of them.
Man. But next year I'm gonna try to do this list again and see what we got. See if we can pick up some of favorites, some new ones.
And we'll do it on the first.
Yes, we'll try to do it on the first. That way you can go. You people can go to all these. You can go and see your favorite band, Big Dominguez, with their Electric Jamgrass. Yeah, come on, everybody.
Or Bonorama. That's my favorite band from now on.
Yeah, and Bonorama. If you're not going to see Bonorama, what are we doing here? I mean, jeez. Yeah. or the natural chemistry featuring members of Snarky Puppy, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and the Funk Apostles. but yeah, Pride Month, food festivals. I mean, beginning of summer, as Joel said, go out and enjoy yourself at these places and just be happy this month and be a good person.
Be you. Be the be real you. You.
Be the authentic you. Period. So Pride Month, everybody have a good time and celebrate with those who you can be authentically proud and loud with. And Joel, I appreciate you coming on and having a fun time with me in these food festivals. We'll get in a balloon. Yeah, get us some crawfish.
Some Pinot.
Pinot. And some electric jam grass.
Plants. And service pets.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Not comfort. Not comfort pets.
Specific task
pets. Specific task pets. But thank you, everybody, for having a listen. We will see everybody next time. Goodbye. In the Pride Month, goodbye. Go to these food festivals.
Pride.
Everybody's priding around. You got the rainbow flags, and you're walking downtown to Mike the Headless Chicken Festival.
Spent $15 on this rainbow flag.
We might park your car near your area, but we might not.
We might not.
May have to find it later.
You doubt it. Good luck. That'll be $500. Happy Pride.
Are you the blue Audi? And they're like, I drive a gray Toyota. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Ream, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast, or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.